Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A good morning to you and welcome in. It's a Monday. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are back together, alas. Danny Ruye's vacation is over.
Hey, buddy.
You didn't miss anything. Trent Murphy's out for the year. Bryce Harper was almost out forever. Ezekiel Elliott suspended for 6 games. Just a ho-hum week with a blockbuster 3-team trade in the NFL. You didn't miss anything.
Redskins ran for 8 yards. The Nationals scored like 6 runs in 5 games. Whatever, man. I'm back. I'm ready to go. Let's tee this bad boy up.
How was the beach?
It was perfect, sensational, terrific. Just outstanding. It's the best. It is the best. It is my recharge. I am ready. I'm full of piss and vinegar. I'm JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy. I'm raring to go.
You did your normal picture of a sunset and asked people not to get offended.
I just hope no one's offended by the sunset.
You love going to that well. You love using that bit on your vacation.
It's one of my favorite things. One of my favorite things to do is take a picture of a glorious sunset over the Currituck Sound in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Just remind everyone, sometimes it's okay not to be offended. Sometimes a sunset is just a sunset.
Did you get into a big fight with a high school friend from years ago this time?
No. For people that don't know that story, and I know we got plenty to get to on the show, as a little glib joke, whatever stupid thing, I took a picture of a sunset that hope no one's offended, whatever it was. And I got this like lengthy Facebook message. Like, hey, we haven't spoken in 20-some years. I just had my 20th high school reunion. We weren't really that close in high school. But when you post something like that, you're ignoring the fact that white privilege is real. And I kind of went, well, this is just a sunset, man. I don't know who was hypothetically offended by this hypothetical. It was weird.
I remember it was a several-week ordeal where you and them were like going back and forth on Facebook. I was like, yeah, you should probably just not be doing that anymore.
Went ahead, pop smoke, pull the ripcord. And I was like, just a sunset. I'll see you later.
Back away slowly. Grant and Danny welcoming you in here on the Fan. Kirk Cousins at 11. Set an alarm. Text a buddy. Tell a friend. Exclusive to this here radio program all season, 55 minutes from now. We'll talk to Kirk about his preseason debut, training camp wrapping up in Richmond. Michael Phillips from Richmond Times-Dispatch, who's on the Redskins beat, will join us from Richmond at 1 as the Redskins have winded down their camp. But we've got to start with the big news of the weekend and a bullet dodged. Like Keanu in The Matrix, man.
Whew. Yep.
Thank you, Lord, that Bryce Harper did not shred any ligaments. This is how it sounded, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. On Saturday night, I was devastated. Ask anyone that I was texting at that time. I was a wreck. I was just furious. Go back and read my Twitter timeline. It was a lot of woe is me stuff because I was sure that you, Nationals fan, you, DC sports fan, were being robbed of potential glory again. But Bryce Harper may return this season and will not be out for upwards of a year. A bone bruise, not a shredded knee.
Fastball pulled to the ground up the first base line. Diving stop by the first baseman Jones. He gets up, he races to the bag, and down goes Harper through the bag, and he is hurt. He is clutching his left knee and rolling over on all fours. And here comes Nationals trainer, the director of athletic training, Paul Lessard, and Harper in a great deal of pain. And Nationals Park is in a total hush. Rick Shue, the hitting coach, has come out there now. Bryce is on all fours. Paul Lessard is just waiting for Bryce, who is on his knees right now. And he's just grimacing.
Rain out on Friday night. Late start by 3 hours on Saturday. Drizzling and raining throughout the early part of pregame and the game. First inning ground ball robbed at first base. Flip throw PFP style with a pitcher covering to the bag. Harper running a million miles an hour hustling down the line. Slips completely with his studs right off the bag. As if, you know what it looked like is like you step out on a sheet of ice.
Yep.
When you walk outside in the winter.
Expecting some, not give, I don't know how to explain it, but he slid across the top of the base instead of the normal thing. You'd step on it like it's nothing, and
right,
then keep running.
Slipped right off of it. Then his studs get stuck in the dirt, and his knee contorts in a way that it should not.
It looked awful.
When he hit the ground, it looked to me like, and I was texting with people with the Nationals on the broadcast all over the place, and most of them feared what I did, which is they said, this is a torn ACL.
When he went up in the air because of the force of it, I mean, someone that's that big, that fast, that strong, moving that way, what you basically had was what it looked like, of course, and I'm no doctor, I'm just a rube that watches sports my whole life. All the weight and all the momentum had to be supported in an instant by something that shouldn't be supporting it.
Correct.
And he, because of that, he flew up in the air. And I go, I thought it was a broken leg. I thought his knee was destroyed. I said, this is as catastrophic an injury to a leg as I have seen in years.
When you go back and watch when he landed on the dirt,
yep,
his leg moves in a way that looks as though it's not being held together by anything at the knee. I mean, it was so frightening and scary that everyone was talking about the playoffs, Danny, and that was my first thought, like everyone else's, was, oh, you got to be kidding me. Here we go again, this postseason-built team that has fixed its fatal flaw, the bullpen, that has a chance to get to a World Series, and this fan base will be robbed of an opportunity at full strength again. Forget that Trey Turner's not healthy, that Michael Taylor at that point hadn't played, that Steven Strasburg hadn't gone on his rehab, that Jason Worth has been out for 16 years with an injury that no one really understands. Forget all that crap. Now, while waiting for all those guys to get back and keep being told they're going to be, the MVP, the best player on the team, the guy that's the most important to the offense, is not going to be here for the postseason. And that was everyone's takeaway. But my bigger thought was, this could be the end of Bryce Harper with the Nationals.
The worst case scenario was he never plays for the Nationals again.
Or that he does and never is the same,
right,
and plays for the team for the last couple months of next season before free agency. If he would have shredded the ligaments in his knee, and let's say there was a break and a tear or what have you with that leg and that knee, which is what a lot of people were speculating and assuming may have happened, by the way, that's a 12-month recovery probably. He's back late August into September next year, and there's a month left on his contract before free agency. That's how close we were to losing the gift that is Bryce Harper. And that's all I could think about. That this may have ended, that this may all be over before it really got going the way we wanted it to. And so all night long, I slept for 2.5 hours on Saturday night. I was just laying there mad. I ended up getting on Netflix and pulling up like stand-up comedy. I'm sitting there watching Jim Gaffigan. I was just salty. And I was really, really depressed like all Nats fans were. Yeah. Sunday morning, I wake up. I'm walking out of church. I'm just constantly refreshing all morning.
I ran out of batteries. I'm sitting on the beach my last day in the Outer Banks yesterday before I had to drive home, and it's perfect. It's picturesque. I'm by myself. Instead of reading a book and relaxing, I'm just destroying my phone battery, refreshing Twitter every 7 seconds. Give me somebody, tell me something.
8 to 10 a.m. every Sunday, I'm on air live on MLB Network Radio for a national baseball talk show. Normally, it covers all 30 teams. The vast majority of that show was obviously about Bryce Harper. We spin the hits like we do here, and that was the biggest story in baseball. So we were covering it from all angles. And as I got off the air at 10 o'clock on Sunday, nothing had happened yet. So it's not until at about noon when I'm getting out of church that I find out it's a bone bruise. And it's a bad one. Now, the Nats are saying he's going to play again this season.
Hmm.
Maybe. Hopefully. He should play again this season. Here's what we don't know. Is he going to be Bryce Harper again this season? Is he going to be back to full speed? Is he going to have enough time in August to get ramped up, you know, into September to be himself in October? I don't know that. I also know that when the Nats tell me something, I very rarely believe it. And it's not anti-Mike Rizzo. I used to say the same thing when I covered Mike Shanahan. He's got his job to do. I got my job to do. His job is to never make me worry as a fan. His job is to never make me do more digging as a media member. And they're good at that. But they also routinely tell you wrong, whether it was Worth. Who actually comes back when they're supposed to at this team?
Jason Worth has a bone bruise. That was in the first days of July.
Right.
He is still yet to play. And by all accounts, isn't really that close to playing.
Correct.
Anthony Rendon was day to day. Danny Espinosa, even after some thorough examinations, turned out, oh, it was a broken wrist. That's why you couldn't hit the baseball. Now, it turns out he couldn't hit the baseball otherwise, but whatever. Wilson Ramos, after a rainy day, it got himself his ligaments torn in his knee. It's time after time with them. They don't have a great track record of telling me everything's going to be okay with injuries and then having it turn out that way. I know this. The best case scenario Sunday morning, you can't have a second opinion Sunday morning. You couldn't have the fifth and sixth doctor give you the exact same diagnosis. The best thing that could have happened, sample one of one, was the news that broke Sunday that it's quote, just a bone bruise.
100%.
It's significant, but it ain't a year plus of rehab.
There were two possibilities yesterday. We were going to find out that he needed to rehab for 10 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or we were going to find out that he might be back this season. We got B. We got a gift.
Yes.
That around here in D.C., with this sports landscape, we don't get a whole lot of. You take it and you run with it. I'll take my chances with him coming back. I'll take my chances with him playing in the postseason and making an impact. What I care more about is he'll be their opening day this coming season. 100% full go for his last year in Washington. And ideally, he will be there to help them in the postseason this year. But let's do this. Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines for Nats fans. At 10:30, we'll get into the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. It broke on Friday while I was on the air. You haven't gotten a chance to comment on that yet, so we'll do that coming up in about 15 minutes. But we've got a chance next segment to hear from Nationals fans at 800-636-1067. Here's how we should tackle this. We want to know what your thoughts were when you saw live, if you were like most of us, Harper go down, or a replay, or as maybe you get a text from a buddy, you get on Twitter and you see the GIF and you go, oh my goodness. When you first saw it, what'd you think? And then what was your reaction to the news yesterday? The stunning and amazing news that it was, I'll use air quotes here, only a bone bruise, which is a pretty serious thing. 800-636-1067. Nats fans, your call's next. Grant and Danny, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.